Great. Many a month has come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of my life's turned, and many a lesson I have learned, and I feel like in them hills where I belong, here it comes.
Adirondack Theater Festival concludes its 18th summer season with a celebration of the Woody Guthrie Centennial, Woody Says, a musical tapestry of the American folk hero's life and songs. The show will be on stage at the Charles R. Wood Theater from July 19th through 21st, and again July 25th through 28th. Woody Says brings Guthrie to life in a joyous, toe-tapping and moving theatrical portrait that uses Woody's words and songs, performed by the company of four actors and singers who play over 20 instruments, presumably not at the same time, transporting the audience through Guthrie's fascinating, beautiful, and sometimes tragic life with more than 25 classic Woody tunes, including This Land Is Your Land, Pastures of Plenty, Bound for Glory. Woody Says captures the heart and spirit of Woody Guthrie and the stories of America. Here now to tell us more about it, David Lutkin, Helen Russell, and Mark Fleischer. David created the show with Helen and other cast member input. He plays Woody. Mark Fleischer is the producing artistic director of the Adirondack Theater Festival. David, Helen, Mark, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So before we started here during the news, David said to me, well, I didn't really write it. I devised it. What did you mean by that?
Well, as the title of the show suggests, it is what Woody says. Mm. And so, being pretty familiar with Woody Guthrie for a long time, I wanted to put together a biographical show about him. And what it really turned out to be is an autobiographical show, because I tried to use his own words to talk about his life.
Now, what source material did you use? Just songs, or did you find interviews, or how did you
do it?
Well,
no, Woody wrote an awful lot. I don't know what the word for that is. There must be something to describe people who write compulsively. But all his life, he wrote and wrote and wrote, and he wrote a lot of songs, but he wrote quite a few other things, too. He wrote a book, of course, called Bound for Glory, and another one, Born to Win. And another one I just heard about this morning, that's apparently, right, that he wrote that is being published soon. But he also wrote columns for the newspaper and called it Woody Says, following in the footsteps of Will Rogers, who wrote his famous column, Will Rogers Says, mm-hmm, for many years. And so that's really where I started, was with that column from the late 30s and early 40s.
That's a lot of source material. How did you wean it? How did you whittle it down?
Shoo-wee. Well, thereby hangs a tale.
well, we have time. Go ahead.
Well, the main thing I guess that I did was I hired the best people that I could think of to help me do that.
Okay.
And one of the most important was Nick Corley, who is our director at Glens Falls and has been from the beginning in 2007. Who would be, I hoped, and this turned out to be true, a completely independent set of eyes and ears and everything from the audience perspective as director. And then the other three, Darcy DeVille, Andy Tierstein, and Miss Helen Jean Russell, sitting to my right, were the three folks that I could think of who most completely embodied the folk music world that I wanted to present in a theatrical way.
You were obviously a fan
of Woody. You bet. Yes.
And you guys all have musical backgrounds. How much importance did you place on? And Helen, I'll let you handle this. How much importance did you place on him and his music in your upbringing?
A good question. My mom was a elementary school music teacher.
Yep.
So we had folk music going from the very beginning. Honestly, I didn't really know that I knew as much about Woody until I was tapped to do this show, I guess, about 20 years ago. I knew a lot of folk music, and Woody was one of many, but I've learned in the past 20 years just how important he was, and I knew a lot more songs than I thought.
It is woven into the fabric,
yeah,
and you don't even know it.
You don't even realize it. So long, it's been good to know you.
Yeah.
How many people know that song, and how many people know that that's a Woody Guthrie song?
That's right. We've sang it at a few bars in my time, I'll tell you that. So it must be a lot of fun being on stage playing all that music.
It's so much fun, and the people that we get to play with are wonderful. Andy's not with us this time. It's David Finch, who's another great musician. We just keep finding these great musicians, and it takes a good musician to be able to do this show. The character of Andy has to play, 6, 7... eight instruments. Darcy has to play, you know, everything from a fiddle and a mandolin to a resonator guitar and a dulcimer. I mean, we've got everything up there.
Is it tougher to rehearse the music and get that so it follows the legacy of Woody, or is it tougher to get the theatrics?
No, that's the fun part.
which one's the fun part? The music?
It's tougher to stop rehearsing the music and get down to the business of where people stand and what you say. The music is the fun part, that's for sure.
And there are 25, 26 songs in this show?
I believe there are 25, sure enough, Woody Guthrie songs, and then there are four or five other just traditional old folk tunes that's part of my devising of the show is choosing some songs from a very old-timey repertoire that I thought Woody loved and influenced what he did.
We are talking to David Lutkin, Helen Russell, and Mark Fleischer. Mark hasn't said a word yet, but we will talk to Mark about ATF in a bit. Now, the show is Woody Says, and it will be at the Charles R. Wood Theater. It starts the 19th would be Thursday.
Thursday, yep.
It runs the 19th through 21st, and then again the 25th through 28th. This show started a few years ago overseas?
Yes, actually. When I put the show together in 2007, we went to the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, and people often ask me why I did that, and I did it because of Lonnie Donegan.
Oh, yes, Skiffle.
That's right, who had a big hit with more than one Woody song, but particularly I think it was Grand Coulee Dam, which was a huge hit in the north of England and everywhere for good old Mr. Donegan.
Yeah.
And so I thought that having done a lot of folk music and folk music shows, and even, as Helen pointed out, 20 years ago, another show about Woody Guthrie, I knew that the material would go down a storm, as they say, in Britain. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, we did, and have performed in England, Scotland, Ireland, and Germany, and Austria, and actually more than we have in the United States.
How is it received in Europe, the American folk music received in a different perspective?
It's amazing. I mean, especially in Edinburgh, the people would come out of the show weeping. They loved it. They related to it very closely. I mean, most of the people that we saw, we draw the folkies out of the woodwork, and they loved it. And they still do. We just got back from Germany a week ago, and it was an amazing experience.
Has the show changed perceptibly since you started 4 or 5 years ago?
yes, very much. As a matter of fact,
just yesterday,
we just changed
oh,
something
really?
Yesterday. That's right.
I'll be darned.
Because when we started in 2007, we had Nick would tell you this, the director, if he were here, that I managed to get together the money, and I managed to get together the slot at the Edinburgh Festival, which was a 1 hour slot. Before we had a script. And so then we sat down and started working with all the source material and came up with a great 1 hour show. And then the next summer, a couple of festivals, went to Belfast and expanded to about 80 minutes or whatever it was. And then eventually, when we went to the West End of London in 2011, we had essentially what the show is now, although we've tweaked a few things.
It's still going.
Up to and including yesterday.
So. Okay, and it continues on after the performances here in our region. You move on to...
That's right. We'll be in Chicago in September and October, and then we go to Washington, D.C. for the election in November.
Very nice. What have you learned about Woody that you didn't know before you started?
Oh, my goodness. An awful lot.
Yeah.
I've learned a great deal about his early life, I think, because the most well-known part of his life, I think, is the part that he spent in New York and New York City, and when he was in the Merchant Marine, and then up to about 1950. From about 1939 until 1950, I guess, is probably the best-known part of his life. And one of the main things that I wanted to concentrate on was the part from 1912 to 1939. And I learned an awful lot about his family. And even though I grew up in Texas, I learned an awful lot about his time in Oklahoma and Texas. And really just amazing stuff. as a backdrop against which to listen to and really hear his music.
And it wasn't always an easy life.
No, it was not at all. And, of course, he, all the way up until the end, I mean, he had wonderful creative periods and very happy times and also really tough times, both his own personal life and the life of his family and people around him. And at the end, of course, he died in 1967, died of Huntington's disease, which put him in the hospital essentially for the last 10 or 12 years of his life. And it's very, very tough. But I believe that was coming for a long time. And because of his mother, who, of course, also had Huntington's disease, just the arc of the whole thing, I guess, is one of the main things I learned.
Now, the show itself is in two acts, or there's an intermission now.
Right.
So when you are on that stage and you're playing all those instruments, how much do you need a break after the first 45 minutes?
We devised the show as a one act thing to begin with. And then when we got ready to go to London, the theater in London demanded that we have an interval.
Ah.
Of course.
Yes.
And so I went back and made up an end to the first act and a beginning to the second act. And I came up with some pretty good stuff, I think. And so that went back, remained in the show when we then did it as a one act after we had been in London. And then Mark Fleischer asked us to go back to the interval concept, which we had all kind of gotten used to in London, and it was very nice to have a cup of tea.
I was going to say, it's icing on a cake. It's certainly not necessary, but it's icing on a cake.
And then you do the show, but here you're doing Hootenannies. Tell me about the Hootenannies.
That's right. Well, gosh.
This is after the show is done.
Yeah.
Is it after the end?
You're doing two.
You can tell us, Mark.
Well, this is, again, I think this is just continues the sort of celebration aspect of the show. And I got to see it when it was at ART recently. And it's just such a great, warm, the music as well as the story. But the cast, you know, loves playing. And so they actually do the two Hootenannies we're going to do, where they actually join any local musician who wants to come play with them or have a jam session.
Wow.
It's a history. You've done this for a while.
Everywhere we go, pretty much. And David does it every show he does, not just this show. So
it's
kind of his legacy.
Hootenannies for 20 years.
Well, that's all right.
And we pick up people from all over the world. It's really amazing. When you asked what have we learned from Woody, that's what I've learned. How many people he's touched, how many people's lives he's touched and continues to touch. Because every musician, I should say, has some Woody in their repertoire, and they break it out for the Hootenannies.
That's Helen Russell. We're also talking to David Lutkin and Mark Fleischer. Mark is the producing artistic director at the Adirondack Theater Festival. This is the end of your 18th season. Mm-hmm. How tough were these people to deal with?
Oh, they're great. I mean,
really?
It's what's so fascinating is that they're not, I mean, they've done a lot of theater, but they're not theater people. They're musicians first.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, if I hear David one more time, go, I'm just a guitar player. I'm just a guitar player. But what's been great is, again, the focus on this has been the music. And we try to take our audiences on a journey. So we've done this sort of comedy by A.R. Gurney. Then we went to the Pulitzer Prize-winning musical Next to Normal, which is quite heavy stuff. And then we end with this sort of folk celebration about Woody Guthrie, who also quite some heavy stuff in there as well. But I think what made it work, makes it such a great celebration in the theater, is the music and the virtuosity of these guys picking up an instrument and moving through the story. And the music is the tapestry, for the whole show. And again, when I saw the whether they're jamming in their pre-show music, we don't have pre-show music, they come out and start playing. And then the story, and then continue with the Hootenanny. I mean, I think that's what's so great, is to see this music fill the theater and people stomping their feet or whistling along or laughing or being moved by some of the more serious songs.
So it's really quite a departure from what you usually do at Adirondack Theater Festival.
Yes and no. I mean, I think for me, we have a lot of audience members that come to everything.
Yeah.
So my goal is to give you a journey.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see the same thing. So you've had like a what I call a box set, a room where actors acted out. And then we had this musical that was very Broadway in style. And now we have this, I think your line designer told me, this show lives somewhere between a music and a Union Hall meeting.
That's right.
It's guitar theater.
Again, it's that sort of variety. I think you should expect the unexpected when you come to the theater, no matter if it's mine or anywhere I work. So that when you walk in, it's like, oh, that environment's different, or that experience experience is different. So that's kind of where my guiding principle when I'm programming.
Can you give us a preview of next season?
Not yet. I'm still reading. Well, we do know one. Actually, we're developing a new play called Filming O'Keefe by Eric Lane, which we're doing a reading of, and it's inspired by the time that George O'Keefe and Alfred Stieglitz spent at Lake George.
Oh.
And it's going to be in conjunction with the Hyde Museum in Glens Falls is doing a retrospective of O'Keefe's paintings of Lake George. And it was something I didn't know when I moved there. They're like, oh, yeah. I said, did you guys know that O'Keefe lived up here? And they're like, yeah. I said, somebody's got to tell me this stuff. And so immediately we found a playwright and said, hey, Eric, let's commission this. So we're developing this over 2 years. So that'll be a world premiere next summer.
Well, this is the grand finale of season number 18. Woody Says, the life and music of Woody Guthrie, devised by David M. Lutkin, runs at the Charles R. Wood Theater as part of the Adirondack Theater Festival from July 19th, that's Thursday, through 21st, and then July 25th through 28th. You can learn lots more at atfestival.org or call 518-798-7479. David Lutkin, Helen Russell, Mark Fleischer, thank you all for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Apt to lose the peace and this world along with it. Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking my freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land, from California.